let's go back to when this song was a really big hit.
It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee.
1929, two very bad things happened in 29 besides the song. First, of course, the stock market crash, which triggered the Great Depression. The other nasty thing was an outbreak of foot and mouth disease, a viral disease of cattle, hogs, and other cloven-hooved animals, a disease that is highly contagious. The U.S. hasn't had a case of it since 1929. But in 2001, there was a big epidemic in Britain, and because of how easily foot and mouth can be spread, the government had to take drastic actions.
All visitor facilities at national parks, national monuments, have been closed to the public. And if you're planning to travel to Britain or Northern Ireland, don't do so.
The sound of gunfire from marksmen, the smell of burning pyres.
We see the disaster in Cumbria, we see the pyres, we see the disease spreading.
6.5 million farm animals were destroyed, the carcasses burned, devastating, of course, to the farmers. But there have been studies, many of them, saying that depopulation of livestock is the only effective way to cut foot and mouth losses, that emergency vaccination would be of little help. But
we find that emergency vaccination could be justified.
Justin Pindell is a Kansas State University animal health economist. He and a team of vets and animal disease experts have projected what the losses would be in an 8-state Midwest U.S. area if foot and mouth disease were to hit cattle operations.
With the depopulation only, so there's no emergency vaccination, roughly $180 billion.
So $180 billion using only depopulation.
On the other end, if we were to use different vaccination scenarios, using larger vaccinations, zones, or if we allowed producers to help vaccinate so we could vaccinate more animals faster, you could reduce that down to, you know, under $60 billion.
Big difference, but right now, big questions.
Do we have vaccine? Do we have the right strain? You know, can we get it in time?
And the answer right now is probably not. This according to Dr. Tammy Beckham, dean of Kansas State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. Just the other day, she told a congressional panel that, yes,
we have the first vaccine that's been licensed that you can make within the United States. And so that's great. But we have that vaccine for one serotype. And while there's been additional research and there's been more vaccines for additional serotypes in the queue, we're still lagging behind on moving that innovation forward.
But she says we need to do that because while foot and mouth has not hit the U.S. in 86 years,
it inevitably will happen.
And she says we need to be ready. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.